Hello? Is that Simons Unlimited you play?
Mason speaking.
I want you to come to Switzerland.
Really, Mr.
Well, Laurent. Guy Laurent. I am Swiss-French. But I think the peeps will go before I can tell you why I want you to come to d'Auberge.
Well, you'd better come and see us then. Will you come today?
Yes.
Hello, Lee.
Hi, Johnny. Sam around?
Oh, she went out to get some chow, Lee. How did the Washington trip go?
Fine, Johnny, just fine.
I was sorry I couldn't come along with you. I guess even for those 4 days, we felt kind of lost without you.
Thank you, Johnny.
You get the guy, the income tax evasion, Lee?
Yeah, we got him.
Looks like you got something else, too. A cold.
Yeah, it was wet. I went out without a raincoat. Stupid of me.
Yeah, you want to watch it. Tellus rang. Wants you to contact him. You know the new space rocket scare?
I know. When does he want us to go down to Cape Kennedy?
Well, I'm not sure, Lee. He said for you to ring him. The thing's not due to go up until next week. But he reckons there's something funny going on somewhere.
I spoke to him from Washington. I'll ring him again from here. Why are you drinking tea all of a sudden, Johnny?
Oh, some quack told me I was doing my liver no good with all that coffee. Yeah, I miss the smell of it, though. So will you, huh? Yeah, I reckon Lee Masters is back in office again.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
Blind lead blind.
Fellas?
Simon, Lee Masters.
Oh, hi there, Lee. You're back in New York, obviously.
Right. I told you I'd phone you.
Yeah, thanks, Lee. Look, can you get over here? I want to get me down to Cape Kennedy tomorrow.
Why the hurry?
Like I told you on the phone when you rang me. This business is urgent. Galaxy One with four astronauts on a Saturn rocket must go up. And if we don't get down there, the chances are it won't go up. You know what that means.
You're thinking in terms of publicity.
No, Lee, not just common or garden publicity, but prestige, national prestige. This is our biggest attempt yet. Four astronauts and a rendezvous with Gemini 3 now in orbit. Galaxy 1 has got to go up.
We've canceled shots before, Simon.
Oh, do me a favor, Lee. Get with it. Saturn 8 has got to go on Wednesday. Russia's trouble of four, sort of that.
Okay, Simon, just checking. The urgency. You still reckon we have an enemy agent down there?
Lee, I don't know. I just don't know. But the timing's right. If we make fools of ourselves over this one, it'll take us months to live it down, plus putting us right behind in the space race.
I'll come over, Simon. Expect me in about 20, will you?
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, and I'm glad you can join the team. For the last 3 months, we've checked, rechecked, nothing. No one suspect, and yet the signs are there, the discontent on the base, the unvoiced feeling that Saturn 8 is going to make a boo-boo. This is where you come in with, frankly, your almost extrasensory perception.
And a flair for deduction, Simon. Don't forget that. Be right over.
Yeah, okay, Lee. Pete, come over here, will you?
Yeah, what's eating you?
Give me clearance to go to Cape Kennedy tomorrow. Lee Masters is coming with me, and I want no red tape, no hitches. Okay. Full access to all personnel down there. Check with Colonel Ridge.
Okay, sir. Hey, looks like you've got the jitters, huh?
Well, haven't we all? And with reason.
First blast off you've seen, Sam, huh?
That's right, Mr. Tellus. I understand it's very exciting.
Oh, yeah, it is. The most exciting thing in the world. Brave men, those guys. He wouldn't get me on top of a Saturn 8 if you paid me all the money in the world.
And when did we get there, Lee?
2 hours. Right, Simon?
Yeah, just about it. I've got clearance on you and me, Lee.
have to do some arguing when I get there. For Johnny and Sam, I mean.
Whenever I can, I take them with me. That's how I work.
Well, sure, I know that. But this is no ordinary investigation, Lee.
Johnny comes with me always. Sam, when I need her. I may need her this time. The Cape Kennedy personnel have wives.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's an angle I didn't think of. Oh, I'm sorry, Sam. I wasn't meaning to be rude, by the way.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Keller.
I'll tell you something, Sam. With your looks, we'll have trouble keeping the astronauts in the capsule.
I told you not to use that favorite perfume, Sam. You'll have even Colonel Jack Ridge climbing trees.
Well, maybe I have an ulterior motive. You're so used to it, it has no effect. And I've always wanted to get me a colonel. And thanks again, Lee, for bringing the perfume back. It was sweet of you. You must have walked Washington flat.
Lee, you mentioned this Colonel Ridge. Suspect?
Not sure, Johnny. Maybe we'll see when we get there.
Yeah, how come he's still in charge there?
Because we got nothing on him, Johnny. And we can't fire experienced rocket men until we have something concrete. I was just conjecture on my part. If any man's been got at to foul up the works, it'll be something on top, like the colonel. We'll talk about it later, Johnny. Oh, again, no offense, Sam, but this should stay between Lee, Johnny, and me.
Huh? Okay with me. I'm just there to play buddy-buddy to the astronaut's wife. Oh, a fat lot of good this perfume is going to do me there, I can tell you. Well, it's so deserted around here.
Well, what did you expect, Brooklyn? Hey, when do we pass through the first check gate, Simon? It should be coming up now, huh?
I reckon.
Gentlemen, is the picture. Mr. Tellis here has been in contact with us these past 4 months. He's been down here, and so have many of his men. Mr. Masters, you're new to me, but I'm prepared to go on your reputation and the fact that Mr. Tellis here has vouched for you.
Thank you, Carl.
Of course, you have free rein while you're here. I'll liaise with you personally and see there are no hitches. And keep out of the way of the blast-off when it comes.
If it comes, Colonel.
Mr. Tellis, the blast-off will take place as scheduled, 7 a.m. Wednesday. There will be no hitches. I think, frankly, that your department of the FBI is wasting its time. However, I'm a fair man. You do your investigating, but please don't step on our toes.
You'll find it hard to believe an enemy agent is at work here, Colonel.
I find it very hard to believe. However, I've told you my feelings on the matter. Do what you have to, but obey orders, gentlemen.
We have access to all the men here from the top down.
You have full access, Mr. Tellis. I happen to know that I shall be on the top of that little list of yours. Am I right?
Everyone is sitting on the top, Colonel. It's kind of crowded up there.
Oh, fair enough. Ask all you want. See all you want. Dig up as much as you want. And next time, Mr. Tellis, get prior clearance before coming here on Mr. Bridges here. And that woman.
Yes, Colonel. It was an oversight. I'm sorry.
There must be no oversight, Mr. Tellis. Isn't that what the FBI preaches? However, your next move, gentlemen?
I'd like to reconnoitre a little, Lee.
I'd like to ask the Colonel a few questions, if I may.
Why, go ahead.
Well, I'll see you later, Lee. Johnny.
Pick up Sam on the way out, Simon.
Uh-huh.
Introduce her to the wives. You know the spiel. Newspaper representative. Special clearance. Tell them they can talk to her.
Okay, Lee, will do. Thanks, Colonel.
All right.
Now, Colonel, I suggest you quit paring your nails with the clippers. I'd like your full attention. You'll allow me this?
I'll allow you second sight, Masters, and some impertinence. However, I have orders to indulge your questioning, so go ahead. You don't mind that I smoke during the session?
I reckon we're getting nowhere fast, Lee.
You, Sam?
Well, I haven't heard a thing, Lee. If one of the astronauts is up to something, his wife sure doesn't know anything. I talk to the lot and ask questions till I'm blue in the face.
Tell me their names again, Sam.
Mrs. Gressman, Turner, Shafter, Phillips.
Not a thing from them, Lee, Sam?
Not a thing. But, Johnny, you were telling me about Colonel Ridge.
Correction. I told you about Colonel Ridge. He's clear, Sam. My reputation goes on that.
And you're never wrong, Lee. So you reckon one of the ground staff, or one of the astronauts themselves?
That's what I reckon, Johnny. Oh, pour some milk in my coffee, Sam. And in yours and Johnny's.
Okay, Lee.
You're taking milk, Lee. Hey, what's the matter? You must be worried you're not going to crack this case.
Sometimes, Johnny, one has to change habits. So, milk, please, Sam. That's enough. It's near the rim of the cup, right?
Right, Lee.
Just checking. In my world of darkness, Sam, sound is an important thing. You cut short pouring the milk. Cut it sharply. You'd reach the rim of the cup.
Johnny, did you see Lee's word? He's not going to crack this investigation. Oh, you'd better think again and fast. Oh, hi, Colonel Reed.
Hello, Colonel. How's it going, Masters?
Slowly, Colonel. Slowly.
The blast off is in 2 days' time.
I know. 2 days is time enough, Colonel.
Well, I still think you're wasting your time. This base is 100% patriotic. If you turn up an enemy agent here, I'll eat my ribbons.
Just one little defect in the gyro rockets anywhere. I'm no technician. And Saturn VIII may never leave the ground.
I'll blow to smithereens before it reaches orbit, Lee.
Forget it. It won't happen. Not on the technical side. The astronauts themselves, well, I don't know. I'd trust them with my life. Maybe. No. No, it's not possible. Mind if I join you for coffee?
Colonel Ridge.
You are here.
Sorry, Colonel. There's some nut on the phone wants to talk to you. Lieutenant Stivers rang through from Checkpoint 20. Said to get you to come and talk to this nut.
Well, thank you, Sergeant. Excuse me, please. Sam, if you'd hold that coffee for a minute.
Yes, sure. Of course, Colonel.
You know, I don't like that guy, Lee. For my money, if anyone's up to anything, it'll be Colonel Ridge.
I've told you often enough to avoid precipitate conclusions, Johnny. Colonel Ridge is A1. I'm sure of that. I've told Tellis this. He's told Washington and the Pentagon brass.
Well, the Colonel thinks maybe one of the astronauts, Lee.
Yeah, I think he may have something there. Now, let's see. Gressman, Phillips, Shafter.
Ridge?
Colonel, I've got this nut here. He wants to talk to you. He won't identify himself to me. Shall I shove him inside?
Now let me talk to him, Lieutenant.
Okay, hold on, sir.
Colonel Ridge.
Yeah?
Colonel, I've got to see you. The name is Lee Masters.
I'm telling you, Colonel, I am Lee Masters.
And who is sitting in the PX having coffee?
I don't know. My double planted on you.
I've met some nuts in my time. I said, oh, it's fantastic. It's quite fantastic. The resemblance, I mean. The voice, posture, everything.
Colonel Ridge, Simon Tellis rang me in Washington. On my way to New York, I was drugged.
Oh?
Taken to a house. I was there until this morning. For some reason, my captors, two men, had left the door open. I walked out. I've come straight here.
Well, I must hand it to you guys. Clever, huh? You thought you'd just walk into the base here at Cape Kennedy just like that.
Colonel Ridge, I can't impress on you the importance of your accepting me as Lee Masters. Identify my papers. Ask me questions. But accept me. And fast.
Oh, this sure beats the movies. How come the urgency?
I was abducted by two men I believe to be enemy agents. I heard their conversation. They mentioned the Saturn VIII blastoff. They mentioned Lenny Gressman, one of the astronauts, a traitor. He'll blow up the space capsule before it reaches orbit. He'll commit suicide, taking with him the three others.
Like they just left the door open to the house for you to walk out and come here?
Even experienced men make mistakes, Colonel.
And you want me to stop the flight because Gressman is a traitor, eh?
Yes.
Tell me, why didn't these two men, your captors, pursue you?
And place themselves in your hands, risk capture? Colonel, you've got to believe me.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let you meet the real Lee Masters.
Colonel, you're making a mistake. Whether it's Gressman or not, I don't know. But you're wasting time.
You reckon Johnny Bridges and Samantha Darlington will know you?
Of course they will.
Lieutenant Stavers,
sir.
Get him in here first. Get all the tellers for me, by the way?
Sure did, Colonel. He's getting here to double.
I don't wonder. Well, bring him in.
Okay, sir. Copy, Mr. Bridges. Ma'am.
Hey. Happy! Weston!
Who is this man, Bridges?
Well, if I didn't know that Lee was waiting outside that door, I'd say...
Okay, okay. Darlington?
I've never seen anything so fantastic in my life. He's just like Lee, exactly like him.
Sam, Johnny, tell this idiot who I am and stop fooling around. There isn't time.
Lieutenant, bring in Lee Masters.
Colonel, the charade has gone on long enough. Now listen.
I'll say it's gone on long enough. Bring him in, Lieutenant.
Mr. Masters, would you come in, please?
But this is fantastic.
He's just like you, Lee.
Yes, he is. The commies will try anything.
Lee, I'm scared. This is uncanny. The resemblance, I mean.
Sam, Colonel, I know you think I'm the fake, and I agree the resemblance is uncanny. The voice, the lot. However, I want that man to sit opposite me. I want Johnny Bridges and Sam to ask questions of me and him. He'll trip somewhere.
Lieutenant, get this fake out of here. Chuck him in the cooler.
Yeah, later. Before we get even more confused.
Well, Colonel, what... Why, oh, that's holy... Well, Simon, have a good look at an enemy agent.
Yeah, But which is which? I don't believe it.
Lee Masters is standing.
Huh?
This guy here is a reproduction. So good that it beats everything. Okay, Lieutenant, take him away. And don't let the press get it, right?
Yes, sir.
Colonel, get Johnny and Sam to ask me questions. Get Simon as well. That'll prove who I am.
Oh, you cheap rat. I guess you learn it all by heart, huh? Probably know Lee's life to an inch. Clever.
Oh, hang on, Johnny. I'm as puzzled as you are. Yeah. Just for the record, ask for questions. You and Sam. Only for the record, though.
You might as well do so, Johnny. Just to make your own mind quite clear. This character sitting there looking at us will probably have the ground cleared. Know my life backwards, as you say. But for the record, fire ahead. Now then, ask me. Anything you like. Just anything you like.
Well, gee, Lee, that's not necessary. He's a fake, all right.
I agree. You know what? I don't know about you, but I can't waste time. I'm a busy man.
Oh, hang on, Colonel. Hang on. I have overriding authority here. Submit them to questioning, Colonel.
Okay. And if this not is Lee Masters, then Gressman is the man to watch. Yeah, maybe he could be, too. All right, Dulles. It's in your hands.
Thank you, Colonel. Johnny, we've got to work fast. Fire your first question. Anything the real Masters should be able to answer. I just don't know. Both of you know all Johnny, Sam, and I know of Lee Masters. And so help me, I just can't tell you apart. I got less than 24 hours before Galaxy One goes up.
Simon, a blind man has no fear of heights.
So?
There's only one way to settle this, to tell us apart. Get us onto something high. Make us walk over a drop.
What?
Simon, if Galaxy One is to go up, you need the help of Lee Masters.
Yeah. Colonel, get the rocket gantry run out. Do like the other one did. Walk outside the rails on the 2-foot-wide edge plate. Between you and the rails in the center of the gantry, there's a 4-foot empty space.
You have told me this.
Walk from here to the fixture. You'll feel it. And then walk back. You're 40 feet up and keep your eyes closed. The colonel on the fixture will watch your eyes, and so will I here when you come back.
I'm blind, Simon.
Keep your eyes closed. Now, if you make it too, I'll hold both of you in tight and try and get the enemy agent myself, huh?
Yeah. Height shouldn't worry a blind man.
Okay, Johnny. Like before, start calling the saps.
Okay, Johnny. Start calling the saps.
They both make it. Then we're back where we started.
Can you hear me up there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Left leg, straight in front.
Yeah. Now the right foot. Good. Left again. Slowly. No. Place it more to the right. Slightly.
I. Okay.
Now the right again.
No. Wait. No. I can't stand height.
What?
I fall. I can see you all down there.
You can see.
Get me down from here.
Closely. Close and very clever.
Yeah. Which country they're working for, I don't know, but we'll find out. You get the colonel?
Yeah, he's behind bars, Lee.
Good. Yeah, clever. A fake Lee Masters. Clears the colonel, whom you suspected, Simon. Then I'm released. The door that was left open. By accident, I hear two men talk of Gressman. Deduction? Gressman will blow up the works. Both ways, the colonel is clear. He argues against my being the real Masters. Then he agrees. Clever. Focus now on Gressman, not on him. Except that I did some quick thinking. Has he talked?
Oh, surely. Yeah, he talked all right. Money. Pure money. For that, Colonel Ridge would have pressed the abort button before the capsule had got clear.
Oh, it's just horrible, Lee. And to think that we didn't know which was you. Lee, I just can't apologize enough.
Don't try. The other Masters was using makeup, built-up heels.
Yeah, yeah. But where did they find a guy like that?
They found him. Each of us has a double somewhere. They must have cased my life, my office, for a long time.
Yeah. Hey, it's almost last up, Lee.
With Gressman alongside his fellow astronauts, as it should be. Space race, Simon, with a vengeance.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Sherry van Veek.